5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They pulled down an effigy of President Bush tonight in Trafalgar Square. It was supposed to be an ironic echo of the moment Saddam Hussein's statue was toppled in Baghdad. These protesters insist it's Mr. Bush who is the real threat to world peace. Today's march through London was colourful and largely peaceful. Old and young alike came from all around the country. The organisers say up to 200,000 people were here. The police put it at half that. The thoughts of many demonstrators were on the bomb blasts in Istanbul.
Mr. Bush says there has to be a war on terror. We've had terrorist attacks in Turkey today. What do you say to that?
Well, I think if the aggressive acts on Iraq hadn't happened, perhaps we wouldn't be seeing the after-effects
that we're seeing now. It's just stirring up more bombs, more terrorism, it's all we've seen in Turkey today. It's a known goal. Tragic. Horrible.
As they marched past the heart of government, the demonstrators turned up the volume of their chanting. Whitehall was always the most controversial part of this march. The police only reluctantly allowed demonstrators to come down here. As the protesters have walked past Downing Street just behind me, they've been booing, whistling and jeering. It was only later in Trafalgar Square that there were some minor scuffles as the rally ended and a handful of arrests. The demonstrators may not have come face to face with President Bush today, but they certainly believe they've made their presence felt while he's been in town. Ben Brown, BBC News, Central London.